Way 4MD. Way 4MD. CQ, CQ, CQ. WA4MD for radio check.
WA4MD, this is N0TR, Tango Radio. My name's Tom. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. WA4MD, name here is Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. Radio Shack HTX212 in my shack here. Just put it together just a few minutes ago here. And I didn't know if I was hitting the repeater or if it was even still working or not. It's nice to know that at least I'm getting into a repeater over.
Well, and a nice signal. It sounds sort of like an HT. It's got some white noise with it, but your audio is well above that.
Well, that's good, because the back mount that I'm using, it's inside, number one, and two, there's no middle connected to it. I'm going to have to get a pie pan or something like that to use that. That might be some of the problem also of it.
Did you say it was an HT or a mobile?
I have it as a base station, but I do have a mag mount in the other room here. I just kind of stretched it out to see if I could even get this thing to work, and evidently working, so I'm pretty happy about that, is it?
Roger. Well, the only suggestion I might have is if you're putting out very much power, don't have it too near you. You might wind up like other people I won't mention with brain damage there.
Yep, I understand. I plan on putting it up in my attic, but I just wanted to see if it was still working or not. And it's nice to know. What's your QTH right now?
Located in Greer, just sitting here in the kitchen, and I have an old ICOM mobile. It's a 208, I think. And have one like it in the basement, and just on a small antenna out on the carport. And I enjoy it when I'm sitting here at the computer.
QSL, yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with you. They're a lot of fun. I like 2 meters, and I haven't done a whole lot on 440 yet, but maybe I'll get around to it. But for right now, I'm just trying to get things together and play around with 2 meters. The repeater, is this repeater that we're using, is it local here, or can you tell me where it's located over?
My wife just brought me an apple, all peeled and nice. I like the Honeycrisp, and I tried out a new one. Super B or something that I seen in Walmart the other day, and it don't even compare to Honeycrisp. Well, the repeater is 3,500 feet up on Caesars Head Mountains near the North Carolina-South Carolina border, and it's the finest and longest reaching in the area. There is a 146.94. It's not used near as much, but we would welcome it to be. Over on Paris Mountain.
QSL 146.94. I'm just going to write that down. Just as what I need here. Everything, but I like this repeater a lot. I was living in Piedmont, and I used my 2 meter from there. Great success with this HT. I've got this Radio Shack. I do have a link, though. It's a DR605, but I can't seem to get the doggone thing to do right. And I'm going to take a gander at it and find out what I'm doing wrong. Where it's even, I know it's putting out power, but it'll put out full 80 watts on it. But I thought I'd put this one in line so I can figure out the other one there.
I can't answer you that on an Alenco. But I'll tell you what, you're on one of the best repeaters in the area, with a lot of knowledge here, and given the right person, when you hear them, they might be able to help you out on that.
Well, USL. All right. Well, that sounds good to me. I'll do that. Do you all meet during the evenings or anything like that, just to rag chew or anything?
It's about any time here, but there is a net, and this is the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's repeater here in Greenville, and they meet on every night at 9 o'clock on this repeater, and you can check in according to what suffix you have. They'll ask you alphabetically. What do you want? Yeah, I'm going to in a minute, huh? I'm talking. But my wife just come in, and she wanted me to try to get Biden on the computer. I don't know if I want him on there or not, but we'll leave it at that. He's supposed to be speaking. But, Bill, there are a lot of guys on here with a lot of knowledge, and there's several other repeaters in the area that reach here real good, Anderson and whatnot, but overall, I think this is the best one. But you can check in, and if you want to stay for the rag chew during that net, you just tell them I'll stick around when you check in. And you give them your name and your location, your call sign, and they'll acknowledge you. And then at the end of it, they will go ahead and call in the order that people checked in that wanted to be around for the rag chew. And most anything is the topic of the night, and you're welcome to check into that anytime, Bill.
Okay, that sounds good. Put a messed up yard meter on here, and just realized it's not working real good. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Oh, well, that might be it. I don't think that's it. Well, yeah, golly, man, I guess I'm putting out more power than I thought. Just taking the meter there. Have mercy. Just realized that, Tommy.
Up yard meter in series with it, you can change the range on it, of course, Bill. But I will give you a little tip, and we are all bad about this, so take no offense to it. Leave a little bit of gap before you answer me or anyone you're talking to. That way, if somebody wants to break in with their call sign, you can say, like, for example, if I come in and guys are hitting the microphone real quick, I'll say Tango Radio, or I'll say in 0TR, and they'll say acknowledging Tom, and then they'll go ahead, and then when they come back around, they'll ask you to join the conversation, and you're welcome most anytime, but leave a few seconds between the transmission. We all forget that at times, and then in case of an emergency or somebody really needs to get in bad or needs directions or something, that gives them the opportunity. WA4MD, this is N0TR.
N0TR, WA4MD. Thanks for the advice. I forgot all about that. I apologize. I really do. I'll start doing that a whole lot more. And all. Okay, well, I tell you what, it was a pleasure to meet you. I'm going to get out of here and try to set this up just a smidge more here and see if I can get a little bit better get a little bit better on my S-meter here and make sure why it's not functioning the way it should. Like I said, it keeps taking meters, so tells me I got plenty of power coming out. So, okay. Thanks again. At Best 73, and I hope to hear you back on here. Pleasure to talk to you. And if you hear me on, please call me right back, and we'll rag you some more. N0TR, Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Delta.
73, you have a nice day. Pleasure's all mine, and I'm going to be clear. This is N0TR, clear.
WA4MD, 405.
MD and 0TR.
0TR,
Bill. Well, I'll give you another little tip because I recognized your Kirkunks there. When you're setting up your radio and that, it gets really annoying to the folks all around on this frequency. And you're better off if you go off 15 KCs to one side or the other so you don't interfere with the repeater traffic. And I thought I'd just pass that on to you. This is NZRLTR.
QSL Bonnie, thank you once again. I apologize. I didn't even think about it. I got wrapped up in doing what I was doing. I apologize. I'll do that. Thank you. NZRLTR, WA4MD, Morse 73.
Okay, Bill. No offense, Matt, and a lot of people do it, and it is annoying, but there's no great harm in it. But just hit your VFO button and get off the memory and go to a simplex frequency and set your powers up and then come back over here and ask for a radio check. Have a good day, Bill. I got to run. This is NZRLTR.
No offense taken. I appreciate the information. You have a great one there, my friend. We look forward to talking to you down the log. NZRLTR, WA4MD, and we'll sign.